This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached President Donald Trump Wednesday, declaring he incited insurrection last week when he employed thousands of his supporters to march to the Capitol to try to overturn his reelection loss, prompting a mob demonstration that left five people dead. 10 of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority in impeaching the president, with just a week remaining in his four-year term as the U.S. leader. The House vote branded Trump with a singular distinction, making him the first president in the country's history to be impeached twice. Trump was acquitted by the Senate a year ago in a separate impeachment case, and now will face a new trial in the weeks after President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated next Wednesday. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said a trial could begin this week or next. The mayor of Washington, D.C., said Wednesday that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Biden's January 20th inauguration, officials are asking the public not to attend the event. Muriel Bowser said the city is asking Americans to take part virtually to avoid spreading the coronavirus. Now, as the city braces for a lead-up to the inauguration on Wednesday, the city's mayor is seeking increased security and better coordination among the multiple. The Federal Aviation Administration has now zero tolerance policy as supporters of President Trump were disruptive on some recent flights. The FAA chief said under the new order he signed, they will no longer adjudicate certain cases. We're going straight to enforcement. Via remote, this is VOA News. Members of the World Health Organization expert team are heading to China to begin their investigation into the origins of the pandemic in Wuhan, where the first human coronavirus cases were found. They were expected to stay until early or mid-February and will be quarantined once they arrive. China has rejected calls for an independent investigation while strictly controlling all research into the origins of the coronavirus and prompting fringe theories that the virus may have actually been brought to China from outside. The World Health Organization's emergencies chief warned Wednesday the second year of the coronavirus pandemic may be tougher than the first, at least in the first few months, especially in the Northern Hemisphere. Mike Ryan said it is important to learn from what has worked and not worked in every country to fight the virus in all aspects, science, public communication, governance, and find the best combinations of all that learning. Ryan said, except for Southeast Asia, all regions of the world have shown increases in infections over the past week, with the Americas leading away, accounting for half of all the cases globally and 45% of all deaths. The U.S. state of California announcing on Wednesday that all residents over the age of 65 would be eligible for the coronavirus vaccine. The move prioritizes the elderly over emergency workers and teachers. Meanwhile, Wednesday, governors in Ohio and the state of Arizona urged teachers to be vaccinated to facilitate reopening schools. The stepped-up efforts to get people vaccinated comes as the U.S. set another single-day record in COVID-19 deaths Tuesday with 4,327, increasing the nation's overall death toll to a world-leading 384,000 people as of Wednesday evening. The U.S. also leads in the overall number of coronavirus infections with 23 million out of the world's 92 million total cases, according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. And voters in Uganda are choosing the country's next president and members of parliament on Thursday, amid concerns the violence leading up to the vote might continue jeopardizing the integrity of the election. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting remotely, VOA News.